The Lenten Devotional for Wednesday, April 10th, 2019, by Sister Moon Kyung Park, chaplain at Good Samaritan Hospital Medical Center, Catholic Health Services of Long Island, in West Islip, New York. The scripture readings for the day are Jeremiah chapter 25, verses 30 through 38, and Romans 10, verse 14 through 21. These words from Jeremiah sound gruesome. Jeremiah proclaims God's wrath against all nations and all people. No one will escape God's judgment, and complete destruction of the earth is imminent. Is this picture of an angry, merciless, or judgmental God the point of Jeremiah's prophecy? I doubt it. I believe that here Jeremiah is expressing the pathos of God, who was indescribably hurt by his people's wrongdoings and was awaiting their repentance. In Romans 10, Paul confirms God's faithful love even to his disobedient and contrary people, and emphasizes the need to spread this good news about the love of God through the words of Christ. What is your own picture of God like? What do you believe it means for your posture and actions towards others? Are God's followers called to judge and exclude, or are we called to proclaim God's love to the ends of the earth and to bring people back to God, who is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love? Psalm 145, verse 8. Let Christ followers everywhere remember that God's wrath stems from his love for his own people and is directed toward their repentance and complete union with him in divine love. For the complete picture of God's love for his people is our salvation through Jesus Christ's death and resurrection. Let us pray. God of mercy and forgiveness, we acknowledge that we at times take wrong paths and sadden you by our foolish choices. Whenever we succumb to wrong paths, guide us to repent and renew our relationship with you. Help us to bask in your mercy and forgiveness, so that as living witnesses we may proclaim your love to the ends of the earth.